Castelo de São Jorge sits on the highest hill in central Lisbon, the Hill of São Jorge, overlooking the Targus estuary, the old Alfama quarter, and the city's seven other hills. From the ramparts, you can see almost the entire historic centre laid out below, the river opening to the Atlantic, the suspension bridge, and on a clear day, the south bank 30 kilometres away. It is the single best view in Lisbon, and people have been climbing this hill for it for 2,500 years. The site has been continuously occupied since at least the Iron Age. Phoenician traders, Greeks, Romans, Visigoths, and the Umayyad Caliphate all used the hilltop. The visible fortress is essentially a Moorish castle, built and expanded between the 8th and 12th centuries by the Muslim rulers of Lisbon, when the city was called Al-Ushbuna. Then in 1147, during the Second Crusade, King Afonso I of Portugal, Afonso Henriques, laid siege to the city for 17 weeks, with help from northern European crusaders en route to the Holy Land. The castle fell on the 25th of October, Lisbon became Christian, the castle became Portuguese, and that date is still observed in the city calendar. For the next four centuries, this was the royal residence of the Portuguese crown, the Alcaçova, the king's palace, where the Aviz dynasty lived through the great age of Portuguese exploration. Vasco da Gama was received here on his return from India in 1499. The castle was the political heart of the country until the 19th century. It was named for Saint George, São Jorge, by King João I in 1378, as a tribute to the patron saint of the alliance with England, the Treaty of Windsor, sealed the year before. That alliance is still on the books today. It is the oldest continuous diplomatic alliance in the world. Then came the great earthquake of 1755. On the 1st of November that year, an earthquake estimated at magnitude 8.7 struck Lisbon, followed by a tsunami and citywide fires. The royal palace within the castle was destroyed. The crown moved out and never moved back. The castle was used as a barracks through the 19th century, then restored as a national monument in the 1940s. UNESCO has not inscribed it individually, but it sits within the broader cultural landscape of the Lisbon Historic Centre. When you arrive, you have a choice. You can walk up. The climb from the Baixar flat is steep, mostly cobblestone, and takes about 20 minutes from the Praça do Comércio. Or you can take Tram 28, the famous yellow tram, which winds up through Alfama and stops at Lago das Portas do Sol, a 5-minute walk from the gate. Or you can take the modern Elevador de Gloria from Bairro Alto. Tuk-tuks operate constantly. The walk is the most rewarding, through the narrow Alfama lanes, with fado music drifting out of small bars in the late afternoon. But the tram is part of the Lisbon experience too. Inside, plan 2 hours. The Castelejo, the small inner castle with 11 towers, is the highlight, with the rampart walks giving the panoramic views. The archaeological site beneath the castle preserves layers of Phoenician, Roman, and Moorish occupation. The camera obscura in the Tower of Ulysses is unusual and worth 20 minutes, a working medieval-style optical device that projects a live image of the surrounding city onto a concave screen. There are peacocks roaming the gardens. The on-site restaurant, Casa do Leão, has the best terrace dining in the castle precinct. A practical note about timing. The castle opens at 9 in the morning, summer and winter, and closes at 9 in summer, 6 in winter. Last admission is half an hour before closing. Visit in late afternoon, the rampart light at golden hour, with Lisbon below in honey tones, is the photograph everyone takes. Mid-mornings between 10 and noon are coach tour peak. Sunset from the eastern terraces, looking back at the city, is one of the great evening experiences in Europe. Visitors who time it right report the moment as the highlight of their Lisbon trip. What to pair with the castle? The Alfama Quarter directly below is one of the oldest continuously lived neighbourhoods in Europe, surviving the earthquake almost intact, full of small fado bars and family restaurants. Sé de Lisboa, the cathedral, is on the way down. The Miradouro de Santa Lucia, the Miradouro de Senhora de Monte, and the Miradouro da Graça are three viewpoints worth catching on the walk. Penapalas and Sintra are a half-day west. Belém, Mosteiro dos Jerónimos and Torre de Belém is a half-day east along the river. When you stand on the ramparts at golden hour and the wind comes up from the Tagus, take a moment. 2,500 years of civilization underneath where you're standing. Phoenicians, Romans, Visigoths, Muslims, Christians. The view is the prize they all came for. Enjoy your visit.